In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, those who die in the Lord still live with you in joy and blessedness. We give you heartfelt thanks for the grace you have bestowed on your servants who have finished their course in faith and now rest from their labors, including our beloved little brother Howie. May we, with all who have died in the true faith, have perfect fulfillment and joy in your eternal and everlasting joy and glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. We continue with our next hymn, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, hymn 700. Our first reading is from the book of Isaiah, the 25th chapter. On this mountain the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of fat things, a feast of wine on the lees, of fat things full of marrow, of wine on the lees well refined.
He will destroy in this cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. We continue by reading responsively Psalm 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We continue with our next reading from the book of 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. And now we stand as we read the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel is from the Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Mark, the 10th chapter. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. Please be seated. We continue by singing our next hymn, I Am Jesus' Little Lamb, hymn 740.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this: when he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. And all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Joe and Gavin, immediate family, extended Christian family, We come here, first of all, to mourn. We can't help it. This hurts. It's very interesting that John talks to us as little children. There are no grown-ups today. No grown-ups who can dry our eyes and make it all better. We're all hurting little kids. We cry with you. We celebrate a brief little life. I have never seen anybody hold a little baby the way you held Howie, Gavin. I have no idea how you did it. But it was amazing because he never missed a thing. He could see everything. None of this on the shoulder hiding the eyes. And that's one of the things I'm going to never forget. Nobody here experienced all of those moments of the happiness and the joy of watching that little guy. Not like you as mom and dad, and some of you as family members when you got to be there. But it's too short. 3 months ago, I baptize you into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit with that candle. Never in my life have I buried a little baby that I baptized. How can we think somehow everything will go all right? We just expect it in this day and age. I've had to bury little babies, but not one that I baptized. This is when those words really make a difference. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. As we gather here today, as I've thought about it, it's sort of like a pyramid, not just a triangle, but a pyramid. Up on top at the point are a mom and a dad. And none of us here can know specifically what you're going through. The emptiness that you feel, that we're not going to get rid of. We're going to make it through, but never to get over it. This is part of your life. But along the way, as you told me, Joe, on the phone the other day, don't just talk about heaven. We had a lot of fun with that little guy. I'm not probably guessing too much out of the way. There are more pictures of Howie on the walls of our sanctuary than exist of Tom Trapp in the world. Certainly many more where there are smiles. I haven't gotten to look at all of them, but I plan to. So don't take them down too fast. He got to see much of the world that I've not even gotten to see yet. He got to celebrate with a mom and dad who loved him. And I know that you mentioned Joe on the phone. There are some things you're not going to have to face. You know, this is... I was thinking about it after I talked with you, and the first time I ever really thought about it, parents have kids to make trouble for themselves. You know, he is never going to get yelled at. He's never going to be running away from you at the zoo and falling and skinning his hands and his knees and come up crying. He's never going to have some little girl turn away and run fast away from him. And we could go on and on with all the things that there won't be there, that we wish were. That we wish were. Because having kids says we're passing life on to another generation. And we watch for them to grow, and we cry with them, and we laugh with them, and we are so proud we can't wait to tell people about what they did. We paste every one of their pictures on the refrigerator for a while. By the time you get to be 33, they don't do that anymore, but at least they start that way. And so those things are going to be missed. But not just that. With the wonderful gifts the two of you have, I would have expected someone who would really love music. Good, big, tall, strapping kid. Kid who would be involved in maybe in athletics, maybe in music. It would have been fun to watch and celebrate. And here we are without being able to see that. And so we mourn the joy that we miss. We mourn the sadness that we miss. But we're not here just to mourn. And there are some big people around you, as well as some little people, who feel too much like little kids right now. And I know from the tears in your eyes and the ache in your heart that you wish there was something you could say or do. You can hug, and they can see the tears. And we make it through. We ask the Lord to help us make it through. And there is an even wider circle here, and I know even within your own family, there are other aspects of mourning that your family has gone through this year already and in recent times. Aches in hearts of those who love you and love their family. And we can't take those away either. But there's this little phrase from the scriptures that says, mourn, but not as others do who have no hope. The tears that God gives us, the ache in the pit of our stomach, says we love, that we're part of a human community that hurts deeply when one whom we love is in anguish and mourning. It's a little thing, but we sent a bag of toys home. Others sent furniture home to enjoy, to use. We live in hope. We live in expectation. We certainly do not live with the expectation that life will end soon. And yet, I know that as we get to this wider group that's here, that many of you have mourned as well. It doesn't help, but it's there. We can't fix it, but we know that in the midst of life, we're in death. And that many of us have faced agonizing things. Things as we get farther down in that pyramid and it spread farther. The anguish of not knowing why all these things happen. And it might be that Satan grabs a hold of us and he starts trying to get us to figure out a way to fix it all. When we mourn, it says we really don't have any good answers. Words don't really mean much. Deep in our heart, we can say we love you. We can say we hurt with you. And we do. But if we could take it all away, but we can't. That's not within our power because we're all just little kids who know the love of God through each other. But there are times when it can't get fixed. There are all sorts of stupid, foolish answers and solutions that we could throw into this mess, into this mix of our broken life. The book of Job is about that. The book of Job is not about Job. The book of Job is about all the stupid answers his friends give to try to resolve why bad things happen. It's a whole bunch of things of here's how you can get through this. Joe and Gavin, some people in their love will share some things that they think will help that will really just plain hurt. Maybe they look for something right out of the Bible. Maybe they look for something that they think will at least help to make it through the day. Job's friends could explain everything because they were pushing the hurt away from themselves. Let me explain to you why you're no good. When the end of the book comes, God says to Job, tell your three friends to offer sacrifices because they spoke words about me when they didn't know what they were talking about. And I want you to pray for me, Job, or pray for them, Job, that I will forgive them. And I'm not even gonna say those kinds of things here. They don't need to be said. But very often in our own minds, we resolve something because it hurts so much. And so we find a way to solve a problem for ourselves, but not necessarily for the ones who mourn. That's why we sit now in a church below a cross. Because there is only one who can say something that really makes a difference. The God who created this universe created all of us, our mom and dad and every one of us, as his human family, to live forever. Never to go through the anguish of death at 10 weeks old or at 103. Never to have life come to an end. I don't understand it. I don't even plan to ever expect to. But God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, God himself, divine and human, into this world to die. Every one of us bring children into this world to live and have a good, long, healthy, happy life. He came and put his own Son out into that world of death and sin and darkness and rebellion and hatred of him. And he poured on him the iniquity of us all. The things that we do in thought, word, and deed, that all of us do, but the things in the heart of little Howie, who apart from him could not love God with his heart and soul and mind and love his neighbor as himself. One child sent into this world who would never have died, who took our eternal death to give us the promise of life everlasting. That word is a word that's different from any word we can share, however much we love you and seek to hug you and comfort you and tell you the Lord will be with you in the days ahead. And he will be. It is finished. Hear him cry. And he dies that we might live. Romans says the wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we baptize because we recognize that that death is there, even though none of us thought this would happen at this time. And it takes our breath away and takes our heart away and makes us feel so sad we don't know what to do. Of whom may we seek comfort, O Lord, but of you, who for our sins are justly displeased, but who came to deliver us from the power of them. And thus we come because we ask his healing that says this is not all there is. There is a future. There is life everlasting. Grieve, but not as others do, who have no hope. And so by faith, we believe little Howie is safe in the arms of the Lord we just sang about in I Am Jesus, Little Lamb. When my short life is ended, we didn't expect it to be that short, but we sing on his behalf, by his angels attended, safely in his arms to rest until the day of life everlasting. We will not undo it. It is part of your life. but so is your Lord and Savior. This does not need to determine our life. This is not a blockade beyond which we cannot go. The one who gave life to us says, I'm with you always, even to the end of this age. And there will be the day that comes, as we hear in 1 John, when we will see him as he is. And we will be united with this little guy as God makes him into one who will live forever. The only thing about that day that there probably won't be is no digital cameras. Not needed. Celebration each day of eternal life. And so we come to ask for the Lord's healing. There are up days, there are down days. There are smiles, there is sadness. Let's not solve this fast. Let's not solve it at all. Let's not try to prowl around in terms of why this happened or what meaning ought to be there. Let us simply hear the words, I died to give you life everlasting, and I am with you always. And pray that all of us go forth together, honoring and praising him, celebrating with the gifts that we have, loving each other and carrying each other and the hurts that we have, that at least we don't bear them alone, until that day comes when he opens his arms to all of us and says, come in, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A few short weeks ago, we confessed these words over Howie on his behalf. We rise and confess our common faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated for the hymn.
We stand for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together in one communion, the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Hear us, Lord. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and that through the grave and gate of death we may pass with him to our joyful resurrection. Hear us, Lord. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that your Holy Spirit may lead us in holiness and righteousness all our days. Hear us, Lord. Grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Hear us, Lord. Grant to all who mourn a sure confidence in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Hear us, Lord. Give courage and faith to those who are bereaved, the family and friends of Howie Noctegal, that they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the comfort of a holy and certain hope and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love. Hear us, Lord. Help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to life everlasting. Hear us, Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. After the service, Joe and Gavin would like to invite you all to join them downstairs in the fellowship hall for a meal. So why don't we say the common table prayer together. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let thy gifts to us be blessed. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance in his favor and give you his peace. Amen. We sing our last hymn, Go, My Children, with My Blessing, hymn number 922.